little overcast while I'm fishing tomorrow. Nothing wrong with that. You know the gills are bad, right? They gotta be. Jeremy's like, I don't know anything about fishing. Done talking about it.
I scaled the fish once.
You scaled the fish?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. My mom taught me when I was about 8 years old. We were down in Missouri.
Missouri?
At the Ozarks.
But you never did it again?
Just never a big fisher.
Okay, that's fine.
It's more basketball, baseball kind of guy. I went to a trout farm once.
That'd be cool.
I had no success in the trout farm.
Jumping uphill?
No, it was literally these dirty, like, 6x6 pools, and you just sat there with a... You know, fishing rod and waited for one of thousands of trout to bite.
It's AJ Show.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, 93.5.3,
the new Connect FM. And Brad Evans is a big trout fisherman out in Arizona.
Really, huh?
Brad, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Stabbing with Slim Jim.
Hey, we were going to bring that up. That's terrible news with the Macho Man today.
Yes, it's actually quite depressing. You know, growing up as a child, I didn't look up to athletes. I didn't look up to politicians or musicians or philanthropists. I looked up to Macho Man Randy Savage and his outlandish theatrics on television, Saturday Night Main Event on NBC. That was it for me, him and Hulk Hogan and that whole crew, Andre the Giant. I absolutely adored that guy, and I can't believe I'm admitting this, but in college, my buddies and I, we used to work at Garcia's Pizza, and we would close the place down, and after we close the place down, we go back to my buddy's place, and we'd watch WCW, and that's when Macho Man kind of revived his career. So, yeah, I'm going to pour one out tonight. Macho Man.
See, Brad, I liked him more as the heel when he was against Ultimate Warrior, roided out Ultimate Warrior. That was my favorite Macho Man when he was the bad guy.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it, too. That was the greatest thing about it is, like, you know, Hulk Hogan and all these iconic wrestlers from the 80s, they all turned seedy in the 90s, and that was kind of a cool little turn of events. All the glorious days of the ultimate male soap opera that is professional wrestling.
Well, Brad Evans, Yahoo Sports, and he is joining us now from his lovely home out west. And, Brad, how about this? Big Ten football has got to pick a championship site. It's in Indianapolis this year, but next year they're thinking maybe either Soldier Field or Indianapolis. It's got to be outside, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it has to be. I mean, this is Big Ten football. You know, Illinois fans and fans across the entire conference relish those moments when they cannot feel their lower or upper extremities. When, you know, temperatures are hovering near 0 degrees, wind chill-wise, snow flying through the air. That is classic smash-mouth, bone-cracking football. And people would love to see it outdoors and not play it under the dome. So I completely agree. I think ultimately they will reside on the side of Soldier Field.
Do we really like it?
No.
Do we really like being out in 10-degree weather? I totally disagree with that, Brad.
It's the miracle.
You need another layer. That's all you need.
Well, I was at the Bears-Green Bay-Packers game, and I always remember that NFC Championship game because it was so cold. But come on. I mean, you're not taking the kids to one of those games, are you?
No, of course not. Unless you need another, like, warming agent. Then that's the only reason why you would bring your kids with you to, you know, hover around and create some sort of source of heat.
Well, Brad, Ron Gunther, gone from the Illinois Athletic Department, retired. What's your take on that? And if you're the search committee, if you're on the search committee, who are you going after?
Well, you know, honestly, I have no idea. I would really pinpoint. I could tell you what kind of qualities I'd be looking for in an athletic director. You know, whether it's somebody that's internally, maybe somebody within the Big Ten Conference or outside the realm of the Midwest. But ultimately, you want a guy that has a great deal of integrity and a guy that's going to hold somebody accountable. I think ultimately, you know, with the new president in place, Hogan, I think what he wants, he's not going to play up to mediocrity. He wants a winning program, whether it's in football, whether it's in basketball, whether it's, you know, across the board. And ultimately, I think he's going to hold a lot of these coaches accountable. And that's bad news if you're still a Bruce Weber supporter out there or even a Ron Zook guy. Now, I think Zook's in a very safe situation considering the great coaches that have surrounded him. Ultimately, what Zook can focus on now is doing what he does best, and that's recruiting, and let the other guys kind of, you know, take over in the X's and O's part of the football side of things. And as far as Weber goes, you know, another top 20 recruiting class. I saw on a competitor's website they had him ranked number 11 overall in terms of freshman class entering next season. But if Weber goes out and say, you know, hypothetically they miss the NCAA tournament, not only is that seed hot, I think Weber is burning in Hades as a result of that, and will probably be finding employment somewhere else if Hogan does bring in an AD who is looking for that competitive dominance that we have been lacking in some of our major sports here recently.
Brad, Mike Carpenter here. So doesn't this seem, in all honesty, just sort of like a long, drawn-out process where it's going to be Jim Phillips? Let's be honest.
Yeah, it probably will be. You're exactly right. I mean, they're going through the motions. They're putting together components of the search committee, you know, to try to be open-minded. You know, maybe there's a hidden gem out there somewhere that everybody's unaware of, but ultimately, yeah, it'll probably be Phillips.
Talking with Brad Evans from Yahoo Sports. Does a little bit of everything fantasy,
yes,
baseball.
Yes, he does.
He also does the bracketology for him. But, Brad, I wanted to bring up interleague play in MLB. Starts this weekend. A lot of people coming out saying, you know, I don't know about this interleague play anymore. We shouldn't do it anymore.
Oh, I love it.
Where do you stand on that side of the argument?
Oh, I absolutely enjoy it. How could you not? I mean, the traditionalists out there, these are the same people that probably thought the save was a worthless stat when it was introduced back in the day. Same people now that think holds are just a laughable statistic. But look, this is a glimpse at what you could see potentially down the road in terms of playoff matchups in the World Series. And I think it's good to get, you know, familiar, at least, you know, have some of these teams get familiar with each other so you have some kind of precursor, some kind of predecessor in terms of, you know, what to see, what to make out, and potentially what could unfold in a World Series matchup. And I just love seeing some of the different teams, some of the new rivalries that have been established. You know, Cubs Sox had always been there in the Windy City Classic. That was an exhibition game. Didn't really count for anything except for the people in the stands and, of course, the people on the South Side, more or less. But now it actually means something.
Right.
Same thing in New York, same thing in L.A., and some of these major markets. So, yeah, I think it's a glorious thing for baseball in general. And I love the fact that the Cubs are playing in Boston and playing against the Red Sox for the first time in 93 years.
Yep,
I mean,
unreal.
That's exciting to me as a baseball fan.
I agree. He is Champaign native. Brad Evans works with Yahoo Sports, does a ton there. You know, Brad, Al Hrabowski brought up something the other day that I thought was kind of interesting. He said what they should do is if it's being played in a National League city, they should use the DH, and if it's being played in an American League city, they should let the pitcher bat. Flip it around. I kind of like that because National League fans, now I'm not a DH guy, but National League fans could see it working, and then American League fans could actually see the pitcher batting. Don't you think that's a pretty good idea?
Well, I think it's a fair idea, but look, everybody knows what the DH can do. I mean, in the internet age, it's not like you have to travel from place to place because games aren't being televised.
Right.
You can't see these things unfolding. Maybe, you know, in Hrabowski's day, early days, that was the case, but, you know, in this modern age, we're fully aware what the DH is capable of. I totally agree. I think the DH is an archaic rule. I think it's a position that needs to be eliminated from baseball. I think you need to go back to a traditional style. And listen to me, you know, it's not hypocritical, the traditionalist in me here talking, but I think a pitcher should be hitting. I think the DH rule, when it was implemented, was there to increase scoring. It did its job. Now it's time to throw it to the wayside and ultimately go back to the roots of the game and back to what it was meant to be played, and that's everybody hitting their own position.
Brad Evans, the end of the world, according to somebody, is coming tomorrow. What are you going to do your last day?
I'm going to pound several adult beverages, and I am going to pray that the Chicago Cubs somehow emerge victorious in Boston. And sadly, you know, speaking selfishly from a fantasy perspective, I've been waiting for like 6-7 years for Rich Hill to be the future Hall of Famer I take him to be. He's running out of time, gosh darn it. He better get his act together tonight against his old team in relief. I want to see that unfold before my eyes, before I vaporize into nothing.
That would be the perfect day for Brad Evans.
I think you'll see a Mark Pryor Cy Young before that happens.
Well, Brad Evans, Yahoo Sports, he's a Champaign native. Go read him. It's great stuff. Brad, thank you. We always have a blast with you.
Oh, yeah. See you, boys.
See you, Brad.
I feel like I need to go do a Randy Macho Man elbow drop on somebody right now.
Yeah,
after that. I'm pumped up.
Put the big boots on. Randy Macho Man Savage. Wonder if anybody's got Randy Macho Man Savage stories.
I'm sure.
Go for it. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
We are back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.